Friday morning, Friday during the day, I had just gotten word that Brother Ken would not be here today, and I was sitting in a deer stand. And so, as I was sitting there, I said, "Lord, this is it." Now, usually I have a little time to prepare, you know, and think about what I'm going to say. And so it was Friday, and had to go with Scratch. And while of course, there wasn't much activity going on in the field I was looking in, I had plenty of time to think. But it seemed like the Lord spoke to me and said, "You know, you've been interim pastor a lot of times. In fact, 11 churches served as interim pastor. And you looked at the churches during the time after the pastor left. And you observe what was going on in various churches and the difference in the churches. Why don't you share some of the needs in the church after the pastor leaves?" And say, "Lord, don't speak with me in a voice that I can hear, but just that Holy Spirit speaking." Seemed like that's what he said. And so I thought about it, and I said, "You know, that would be good, just to share those thoughts, and maybe it would be encouraging to some, maybe it would be challenging to all of us, just some things that we could do that would help us during that period that we have a shepherd to come back with us full time." And it's going to be short this morning. It's not going to be long. Don't you hate a preacher, though, tell you that and then preach an hour? You've seen it, haven't you? It won't be like this morning. I promise you, I have some thoughts, and I'm going to share them with you, and then we'll go home. This church has a good history. It won't be long. We'll be celebrating, 200 years of existence. That's a long time. And if we divided these years up into chapters, we'd have a lot of chapters. Last week, we ended another chapter in the history of this church. Today, we begin a new chapter. When you read the book, you're curious. When you're in the chapter, you want to know what's in the next chapter, don't you? If it's a good book, you're anxious to go ahead and start and read it. And so, we're anxious in our church. What's going to happen, you know, out there in the future? We're starting a new chapter here. What's going to happen? Well, I don't have that answer today. But I know who is going to write that chapter. Every church member and every one of you are going to be in that chapter. You say, "Wait, preacher. I don't want to be recorded in that chapter." You don't have a choice. If you're a church member, you're going to have a part in that chapter. And everyone that joins the church in the next few months and years, they're going to be part of that chapter. And God, He didn't have to write it in a book. God has it with Him. And He knows what's going to be in that chapter. And He knows who in that chapter and what they're going to do. Yeah. And what I want to emphasize, all of us, everyone, it's not just the deacons or leaders or somebody else that's going to be. Now, history might not record it like that, but God does. He takes everyone, every member, and records us as part of that history. Now, over in, I believe it's Romans, the 12th chapter. And I'm not going to read that, but it's going to tell it to you. He talks about the church as a human body. Now, the human body has many parts. I wish today I knew. I was just curious how many parts make up our body. Muscles, bones, organs, tissues, all of our body. It'd be hundreds, wouldn't it, that make up our body. Now, how many members of our body does it take for really to affect us? One. You ever stumped your toe? Hit it on a chair, a table, or something in the house? We're not going to mention what you said, but anyway. You've done that. I'm sure you said, praise the Lord. But that toe swells and hurts every time you make a step and sometimes when you don't. How does it affect all of your body? Painful, hurtful. We don't feel good all over. Hundreds of our members of our body is okay. But just one hurts our body. And we go in for surgery and something's wrong. Maybe it's gallbladder surgery or something else. The rest of us is okay. But that one thing just causes so much problem in our health. Now, we relate that to the church. You know how many members it takes to not be functioning to hurt this church? One. And then if you have 2 and 10 and 15, can you imagine the hurt to the church? I sometimes think back when we were in biology or zoology or human anatomy and we had to know all the bones. And a lot of times they put, you know, the body up there, all the bones. And you had to name all those bones. And I think about that relating to the church. And so we got this skeleton up here standing and we got it labeled by church members. And so we begin to take out the bones of church members that are not functioning. And when we get through, guess what it looked like? Would a person be able to walk and do normally if all those are missing? That's us as a church, see? A lot of times we think, I don't count. It really doesn't make any difference what I do. It really doesn't count. It does. It does with God, and it does the support of the church. So all of us are important. That's the first thing we mention. During the time that we're looking for a pastor especially, all of us are important. And we take it personally, what we can do to help things. We as church members differ in so many things. We might be some Democrats and some Republicans. We might be some that like one food and some like another. Some like sports and some hates them. Some like to shop and some hates it. We differ. We root for different teams. But we got one thing in common. Christ came, lived, died, buried, resurrected for you and me. It's a common bond that we all share. It's no different there. It's the same for every one of us. Every one of us. And so as a church, that's what we want to emphasize, don't we? Those things we have in common as we serve the Lord together. So that's the importance of every member to do their part and feel responsible. And at Grants Creek, we hope that that's going to be the what we'll do. We'll see our need to be responsible. Now, what can we do? What can we do as members of this church? It's important. And we want to do the best we can to support this church. What are some things we can do? The first thing we can do is be faithful. We can be faithful to Him. In 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. God says it's required of us as a child of God that we be faithful. A direct command. And then we go over in Revelations, the second chapter, and we go to verse 10. The second chapter and verse 10. I just want to read the latter part of that verse, the very last. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death. Faithful in so many areas. Faithful in your personal life and keeping close to God. And you know how many times I've said Bible reading is so important. Do it every day. Prayer is so important. Pray every day and set aside time to do it. Be faithful in God's house. Come. Sometimes when you discourage and sometimes you don't feel like it, it's just good to come. It helps you and it helps those around you by your very presence. Use your talent. Use what God has given you. Wasted talent is just something like a crime, doesn't it? Not using the talent you have to be able to serve the Lord. Be cooperative. Know that working together is what's going to get us there. And especially during this time, without a shepherd, working together is so important. And Paul tells us in Corinthians there, that the God expects us to be faithful. So I hope that'll ring in our hearts. We want to be faithful. God wants us to be faithful. We want to be faithful. And we want to do those things that He wants us to do. And then, also in Revelations, it says, being faithful has its rewards. And I think it does in this life. I think God being faithful, God blesses you, and I know when you go to Him in prayer, you having surgery, something drastic is going to happen to you. The fact you're faithful and in touch with God is going to help God with His blessings on you. I don't think we can live any way we want to live and then say, God, now I need you. You know, I think you've got to have time to be able to get repentance and get back where you need to be before you can get to God. But God, in this life, I think He blesses us. And then in the life to come, God is going to give you crowns for your faithfulness. God has recorded. We were talking about a book a while ago. Your book that God is keeping. He's keeping a record of your good deeds. And God notices those. Nobody else may not, but God does. And He's going to reward us for faithfulness, being faithful to Him at all times. God notes, puts them in His book, and He'll reward us for it. I hope you're part in this next chapter that's being written about this church is going to say your name, and it says, and they were faithful. They were faithful. That's part of your record in the chapter that we're establishing right now. God's people are faithful. The second thing I want to run by is the need of prayer. During this time, it's more needful probably than any other time. Needed to pray. And I'm talking about really, prayer. I'm not talking about just a word as we pass along the way during the day, but I'm talking about a time that we'd get off to ourselves and say, God, we need You in our church. We need You to lead us to an interim that will help us during this time, and then to a regular pastor that's going to be a shepherd to us and help us to be able to function during this time together. How we need that prayer, that dedicated prayer. Maybe on our knees somewhere. God honors that dedication to us. And what a need it is that we pray, that we take the time to do it every day, take some time to do it. Now, having said that, I want to say this. We want to pray for God's will to be done, right? That's what we want to pray for. Now, do we want to put that in actuality in our lives? Or are we going to say, you know, this preacher, I don't think I like him. This so-and-so, I don't think I like. What's wrong with that? I think. What do we need? God's leadership. God, send me the man. It may be one that I don't and I think is a Billy Graham or teach like Charles Stanley. But he may be the pastor, you know, of the flock. It may not be a person that I just like all that much. But hey, if God sends him, it'll work. It'll work. If we like and we won't, guess what? Most time it won't work. You see? You see what I'm talking about? In our dealings here, God send us a person. I want you. And if we speak, I hope we'll say, God is leading me to this person. Not that I like, I want, I think. What God wants. What God wants. I'll give you an example of that. One of my churches, I had a lady that worked with the youth some. Our youth director left. So she kind of filled in and carried them to a retreat or something of all the county churches. And during that retreat, a university student gave his testimony. And it was a good one from what I understand. And so she came back to me the following week, came into my office. She said, Brother Don, this is a man. We got to get him. This is the one. And she persuaded the personnel committee, and they brought it to a vote of the church, and so they called him. 3 months later, one morning, a knock on the door, and guess who it was? It was that lady. She came in and said, Brother Don, we got to get rid of this youth director. He's just not one for the church. I said, wait. Wasn't you in my office 2 or 3 months ago and saying, hey, this is the one? And you coming back today and say, this is not the one. You see, when I think and when I judge, a lot of times that's what's happened. So we want God doing it. And don't pray, God send the man, and then say, I think and I want and that kind of thing. Go with that spirit that leads you after you pray to God. So I want us to not only be faithful, but I want us to pray, and I want us to follow that prayer. When God send somebody. I thought about it a lot of times. Churches have said, we want a pastor, and we want a pastor between the ages of 40 and 50. And I thought about, God wants to send somebody, and they're 51. You know? And the one that year there would rule them out of who God wants to send. And I hope you see where my heart is today about God leading us. Be attuned to God leading us and not what we think, do, say, and that kind of thing. The third thing I want to mention today, when a preacher leaves, and with us, a youth and a children's director too, there's a little slack there of things that they did that is going to go void unless somebody picks up those things and does them. It might be visiting. It might be some other things. But as a member of this church, there's some things that we can do to help out, to pick up where others have been doing. And a lot of times you see this. It may be visit somebody in the hospital. It may be visit a neighbor that's sick, or it may be encourage somebody. That's so important, to see things that you could do to help in the circumstances. Until we get a full-time shepherd on the field that would take a lot of these responsibilities. And on the leadership of the church, that puts a little more pressure on the leadership to see things and do things that ordinarily wouldn't be done. Keep the church going. You say, well, I don't know where I could fit in there. First, you pray about it. Lord, is there something I can do there to sort of help things? And then secondly, you can ask some of us. Hey, I want to help. I don't know what I need to do, but I want to help. And the leadership will find you something to do. Be helpful during this time. Go out of your way to do some things that you don't ordinarily do to help the church. And then the fourth thing that I want to mention is so important for this church to be strong because of the voice it has and the influence in this community. This church has a lot of influence. This church is going to determine what a lot of people are saved or lost. It's going to determine where people won't hear the word and won't respond and wind up in torment forever. And a weak church can't do much to draw. But when we're strong and our members are writing during that chapter of faithfulness and doing for God, the church becomes strong. And that way the voice can go out in the community. We can reach people. See, there's more in stake than just us coming and worship. It's all those that don't know Jesus. And you think of how many this very day they are out in the community. They're lost. And I pray a lot of times for many in this community to be saved. And it dawns on me, what's going to happen to those people if they're not saved? They're going to spend eternity in torment. And we want to do something positive to try to help them to see. We surely don't want to do anything negative that would discourage them from being able to make decisions. And I hope that rings in our hearts. Our church needs to be strong. It'll be strong because of all of our members being faithful in doing what God wants them to do. And that way, out in the community, and brother, the strength of a church is influenced out in the community. Even when you're not witnessing out there, the influence of the church goes out. Let me tell you, it does. It goes out the other way too. When you're not doing what God wants you to do, that influence goes. But we want the positive influence. We want this church to be where it can reach out and reach others for the Lord. You see what I'm trying to say today when this chapter is being read? Many years to come, I hope it's a chapter that we were a part and we did what we could to help it be strong so it could help us and strengthen us. And another thing I might say too, a lot of times it's a letdown when the pastor leaves because many in this church, probably he's the only pastor since you accepted Christ. and the only person you've ever known. And so you've looked to for guidance and everything, and it's a letdown. But let me tell you, don't be discouraged. There are a lot of people in this church who love you and be willing to help you. There are a lot of people who will take up the slack, and then there will be a good shepherd down the line that will continue to minister to you. So don't be discouraged. Things will be different, but God will help. Stay encouraged. Stay faithful that God can use you. Let us be that church that's faithful. Let us be that church that are praying. Let us be that church that influences others. And let this record be, when it records our record in the history of the church in years to come, when God has the record of what we've done, that every member was faithful and did what God wanted them to do. And then God can bless. Let's pray together. Father, as a church member today, I realize, Lord, there's a responsibility. And God, help me personally to be faithful during this time. Help me to be able to pray during this time for this church and for the things that are going to happen here in the near future, that your will would be done. And that we'd recognize that, Lord, you would speak to us in your spirit and show us what your will would be done. And we want to do it. Lord, we want the people that you want in our church. We're thankful for those already have picked up the slack, Lord, with the youth and children and others. And we're praying that more of us will do that to help out, Lord, because of your cause here in this community. Lord, show each one of us, we pray today. Help each one of us to be that responsible member we ought to be. That we'll stay strong and the message will continue to go out in this community. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.